The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time now to go inside the St. Joseph's camp and waiting patiently alongside their coach, Paul Carson. He's the Rock Dog, Chris Nichols.
Welcome to K-Rock, Paul. How are you, mate?
Very good, guys. Surprisingly quite relaxed and pretty excited about to have footy back, to be honest.
So after last year, we finished in August because I was working with you. What's been the process and the build-up from last year to right now?
It's been a pretty hectic and I'm going to say quite drawn-out off-season. First and foremost was to sort of secure and maintain our list to the best of our ability, I suppose, and obviously, we had a few guys depart, which is fine, and that's natural. That happens, and then from there, it was about trying to find the guys to replace them and or plug any holes that we felt we needed a little bit more support in. So we've done that. We brought four or five new faces into the club who have fitted in seamlessly, and given us a real amount of depth through our midfield and ability to probably move the footy a bit faster and cover the ground a bit quicker. So. Yeah, look, it's been a big build-up. It's been a long pre-season and just happy that the season's around now.
Car, so great to have you on K-Rock Footy once again. Top three in your best and fairest. Two are gone in Kerris and Tudor, and the third, Heinz, won't play this afternoon. Looks like April 2's caught a few of your boys out for a start date. You got one at a wedding. You've got, I believe, one at a concert in James Gow. So you've been a bit stiff in that regard.
Yeah, and look, you're right. But if there's one thing that we've probably learnt on the post-COVID is guys or weddings and social events and functions and these sorts of things, they've probably taken a real priority over football, I would say. And I don't think we're the only club in that regard. And we're caught in a really hard position. Yes, the boys have committed to play a football season, but I do understand that there's a lot more to life than play footy, and that's probably what COVID's taught. So while it's disappointing, because you don't want to probably lose the calibre we have at one time, because arguably two of our best midfielders aren't playing today. But look, on the positive is that it's going to create opportunities, and it does give guys opportunities to sort of see where we're at. And look, we've got the utmost confidence in the team we're putting out today.
You got eight debutants. I think you might have had eight debutants round one last year. So you're going to expose some players. You've got some recruits who have played at good levels elsewhere. And I look at Zach Alderton. I look at O'Dwyer coming from Yarrawonga. Jack Menther obviously is on the Geelong VFL list. But you've got some local kids who are going to play their first senior game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if last year probably did teach me to, in hindsight, eight was probably too many debutants. But eight this year looks a whole lot different than the eight last year. As you touched on, we bring in four or five of those who have already had a real taste of senior footy, so I feel like they're ready to go. But we do get a couple of junior kids, Sam Closey, Ben Clark, Dylan Sharp, guys who have come through our program and they get their first taste of senior footy. Sammy Closey's played a fair bit of VFL footy already and a pre-season with Werribee, but Clarkey and Sharpie have just had fantastic summers and have done nothing wrong, and their pre-season form has been fantastic, so they get opportunity as Joey's kids coming through the system, which is great.
You've been able to entice Paul Hood back to the club as an assistant coach, which is a great get for the club. It must be fantastic to have him working as part of your team. And there's obviously discussion about, you know, what happens down the track. And the rumours are that Kirsch is actually looking for your job, Carso. So I wouldn't be worrying about Hoodie. I'd be worrying about this bloke here, because he's obviously moved up to the under 18s. And I believe that you actually gave him an opportunity to take some training in the seniors, did you? What the hell are you doing? Leave him out of it. Like, he's no good here, and he'll be no good coaching St. Joey's, so can you just make sure? But it must be great to have Hoodie back, though, and helping out.
Oh, it's fantastic. And the one thing in that is I didn't have to chase Hoodie. He chased us down, which was fantastic. And I think I've stated before, right from the outset, I was on the phone to him really early in the piece, and he made me feel really comfortable straight away and told me that you don't have to worry about me, Carson. Yeah. I'm on board. You tell me what you need me to do. And that's a real rarity in local footy. We don't have the luxuries of that, and I've been quite spoiled the last couple of years with really good assistance and really good support from the football club. But Hoodie's knowledge and insight is fantastic, and it's second to none straight out of the system, obviously. And With a teaching background, he's been fantastic for our group.
There's a few blokes on a cricket trip too, I believe, so they're out as well. You must love the first couple of weeks of a season, Carso, with all these things out in brackets concert, out in brackets cricket trip. Josh Hovey though is out as well, which is not, I believe he was ill during the week. That's like we watched him a couple of times last year. He's great for your group, so that's not good for you either.
Yeah. No, you're right. Hovey's only just pulled out this morning with a bit of a sore calf. He limped off the track Thursday night, and we probably thought that's not ideal. But we gave him every chance to play today, just given that we probably lack a little bit of height and size. But and super important player for us. But being round one and depth we've got, you know, I'm confident that the boys can fill that void, hopefully. But it's not ideal by any sense.
We're speaking with St Joseph's coach Paul Carson. Here's Matt Kershaw on Carroll Footy.
Carso, obviously losing Tudor, 32 goals last year or whatever it was. I think it was 32 goals last year. Obviously, Cal Mitchell will be an ample replacement, but obviously it's going to be a bit of a different look forward line for you this year. Where are your goals going to come from and how's it sort of going to change up from the years gone by where you've got those marking targets?
Yeah, you're right. That's something we've really had to tinker with over the summer. Unfortunately, today we're actually probably missing Austin Humphrey and Paddy DeGraney, who really can give us another sort of look in our forward line with Cal Mitchell and with Aiden Grass. But today, and I think what you'll probably find and what I'm really hoping is that we move the footy a little bit faster between the arcs and give these guys really good looks up front. They're all different matchups in their own right, so they're all probably 190 centimetres, but really agile, really, really good defensively too. So what we've seen over the summer and in our practice matches, that they've been really hard matchups, and what we might have lacked in the air, we've gained on the ground, and that'd be no different today. We feel pretty confident that we can make it work.
Well, particularly with the breeze out here today, coaching the 18s this morning, I know that ball was on the ground a lot, which is going to come into the hands of, you know, Louis Antonak and Jack Mullen and these type of goal kickers. You might not need that aerial marking. There's not probably a day for aerial marking. So when the ball hits the ground, you know, St Joseph's got those numbers there that can kick goals. So
yeah, that's something we've definitely spoke about pre-game, is that trying to limit Colac's aerial ability, I suppose. And yes, the conditions I'm hoping will help in that regard. And the more we can keep the footy on the ground, the longer we're in this game of footy, is no doubt.
Henry Walsh won your best and fairest last year. He's going to line up in the opposition this afternoon. There has been some talk that he might get a bit of a reception today. Has he been mentioned at all in the St Joseph's camp leading into today?
To be honest, I can honestly say I have not mentioned his name since probably November. And I couldn't care less about Henry, unfortunately. Today's game day, and it's about St Joey's players. So I've got no doubt. I don't need to mention that. I'd be gobsmacked if no one goes near him. But good luck to Henry.
All right. You'll get Heinz and Gow definitely back next week. DeGrandy, the Humphrey boys will be available. What, and you hope, maybe Hovey?
Yes, I think you're right. I think this is probably more of a precaution with Hoves, and being round one, we just probably didn't want that to linger around. But yeah, there is arguably, and the other one there is Tom Zampatti's not far off playing.
I see he's on the team list today as the physio.
Yes, correct. Yeah, he's a physio and he's there helping out. So, look, there's probably four or five changes ready to go down the track. Yeah, we'll see what that looks like.
Carso, we look forward to talking to you after the game. We really appreciate you dropping by the K-Rock box for a chat. Wish you the very best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Paul Carson joining us there from St Joseph's.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.